Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day.
Today we'll be learning Hilchot Sefer Torah, Perek Yud. This perek, the last of Hilchot Sefer Torah, begins with a summary of 20 problems which can invalidate a Sefer Torah. The remainder of the perek deals with the special Kedusha of a Sefer Torah, just as we saw in Perek Dalid, many dinim stemming from the special Kedusha of Tefillin, and lists different ways in which we are obligated to show kavod, honor, to a Sefer Torah. Halacha Aleph. Nimtzeit lamed. She'esrim dvarim hein, she'kol echad mehen posel et sefer Torah, v'im na'asa bo echad mehen, harei hu kechumash min ochumashim, she'lamdim behen atinokot. Ve'ein bo kedushat sefer Torah, ve'ein korin bo barabim. Ve'elu hein, im nechtav al or behmat meya, she'nechtav al or Torah she'nam mubad, she'aya mubad she'lo l'shem sefer Torah, she'nechtav she'lo b'mkom k'tiva, al agvil b'mkom basar, v'al aklaf b'mkom se'ar, שנכתב מקצתו על הגביל ומקצתו על הקלף, שנכתב על דוכסוסטוס, שנכתב בלא סרטוט, שנכתב שלא בשחור העומד, שנכתב בשאר לשונות, שכתבו גוי וחיוצא בו משאר פסולים, שכתב האזכרות בלא כוונה, שחיסר אפילו אות אחת, שאוסיף אפילו אות אחת, שנגעה אות באות, שנפסדה צורת אות אחת עד שלא תיקרא כל עיקר או תדמה לאות אחרת, בין בעיקר הכתיבה, בין בנקב, בין בקרע, בין בטשטוש, שירחיק או הקריב בין אות לאות עד שתראה התיבה כשתי תיבות, או שתי תיבות כמו תיבה אחת, ששינה צורת הפרשיות, ששינה צורת השירות, שכתב בשאר הכתב כשירה, שתפר העירות שלא בגידי תורה, ושאר כל הדברים למצווה לא לעכב. There are 20 potential problems in the writing of a Sefer Torah which invalidate the Sefer and make it the equivalent of a Chumash, which lacks the Kedusha of a Sefer Torah and which cannot be read from for Kriyat HaTorah B'Tzibur. All of these we've seen already, some back in Perek Aleph, and most in the last three Prakim, Zayin to Tet. This list is important not only to collect and summarize all these problems in one place, but also to emphasize that everything not appearing on this list, for instance, leaving the wrong amount of space in the margin or between columns, or that the height of the Sefer Torah is not equal to its circumference, does not invalidate the Sefer Torah. The 20 invalidating problems are: 1. The Sefer is written on the hide of a non-kosher animal. 2. The hide does not undergo ibud, that is, the procedure which physically transforms raw animal hide into parchment which can be written on. 3. The hide underwent ibud, but this was not done l'shem sefer Torah. 4. The writing was done on the wrong side of the gvil or the klaf. 5. The writing was done partially on gvil and partially on klaf. 6. The writing was done on duchsustus, the layer of animal hide which is only valid for mezuzah, not for tefillin or sefer Torah. 7. The writing was done without sirtut. 8. The writing was not done with black ink, which leaves a lasting impression. 9. The Sefer Torah was written in some language other than Hebrew. 10. It was written by a goy or someone else disqualified from writing Stam. 11. The names of Hashem were written without proper intent. 12. Even one letter of the text is missing. 13. Even one letter not belonging in the text was added in. 14. Two letters of the text touch one another. 15. A letter lacks the proper form, tzuratot, either because it was written improperly or because of a hole, tear, or smudge. 16. Poor spacing between letters so that one word looks like two or two look like one. 17. Writing a parsha p'tucha as a parsha stuma or the opposite. 18. Writing one of the shirot, shirat hayam or shirat hazinu, in the manner of regular text. 19. Writing regular text of the Torah in the special form of one of these shirot. And finally, 20. Stitching the yiriot together with something other than gidim of a kosher animal. Halacha bet. Sefer kasher nogim bo kedusha yitera v'chavod gadol. Asur la'adam limkor sefer Torah, afilu eino ma yochal, v'afilu hayu lo sfarim rabim, v'afilu yashan likach lo chadash. Le'olam ein mochrin sefer Torah, ela lishnei dvarim, she'ilmad Torah b'damav, o she'isa yisha b'damav, v'hu she'lo yelo davar acher limkor. A kosher Sefer Torah must be treated with extra Kedusha and with great respect. One may not sell a Sefer Torah, even if he has many others, except to use the proceeds for two purposes, to learn Torah or to marry. The Rama adds Pidyon Shvuyim, redeeming captives, to this list of acceptable purposes. And even for these purposes, one may only sell a Sefer Torah if he has nothing else to sell. The Rambam says explicitly that one may not sell an old Sefer Torah in order to buy a new one, nor may he sell one in order to buy food, even if he has nothing to eat. though the Kesef Mishnah clarifies that the Rambam certainly does not mean that he must risk dying of malnutrition rather than sell a Sefer Torah. If his food situation is so dire that pikuach nefesh is at stake, then he may certainly sell the Sefer Torah in order to purchase food. Halacha Gimel. Sefer Torah shebala o shenifsal, notninoto bichli cheres, vikovrinoto etzel tamid chachamim, vizohi gnizato. Mitpechot Sfarim Shebalu, Osinotan Tachrichin Lemeit Mitzma, Vizohi Gnizatan. A Sefer Torah which has become worn out or invalidated is put into Gniza by being buried in a pottery casket next to a Talmud Chacham. Kerchiefs used to wrap a Sefer Torah, which became worn out, can also be made into shrouds for a Meit Mitzvah, a deceased Jew whose burial is the responsibility of the Tzibur because he had no relatives to bury him. Halacha Dalet. Tik shehuchan lesefer Torah vehunach bo, v'chein hamitpachot v'haron o hamigdal shemanichim bo sefer Torah, af al pi sha'sefer betoch hatik, v'chein hakisei shehuchan lahaniach alav sefer Torah vehunach alav sefer Torah, hakol tashmishei kedushahin, v'asur lezorkan, ela kishivlu o kishishavru nignazin. The Rambam here introduces the concept of Tashmish Kedusha. This is an object whose function as an accoutrement of a Sefer Torah imbues it with Kedusha. This Kedusha is not equivalent to that of a Sefer Torah itself, but is sufficient to forbid throwing out the object, and must be put into Geniza. These objects include the box or mantle in which the Sefer Torah is directly placed, the Aron Kodesh in which it is stored, a chair which was set aside for a Sefer Torah to be placed on and on which it was placed at least once, and silver decorations placed on top of the Sefer Torah, like the kinds familiar to us from experience. Among the items that the Rambam excludes from this group is the bima in the Beit Knesset. Even though the person holding a Sefer Torah stands with it on the bima, this is considered too far away from the Sefer Torah itself to have a status of Tashmish Kedusha. The Kesef Mishnah here makes a very important point. In Hilchot Tefillah Perek Yud Aleph about Kedushat Beit Knesset, the Rambam included the bima among the kelim of a Beit Knesset which has Kedusha, in that it cannot be sold except to purchase something of equal or higher Kedusha, like a teva or a chumash. This does not contradict what he writes here, as the two places in the Mishnah Torah deal with two entirely different types of Kedusha. Here, we are discussing Tashmishei Kedusha, which it is forbidden to dispose of without Geniza, and the Bima is not included in this category, but it still has the Kedusha of being part of a Beit Knesset, which affects how we may use the proceeds of selling it, as we discuss there in Hilchot Tefillah Perek Yud Aleph. The Ravid here makes the same point about the Luchot, which the Rambam excludes from the category of Tashmishei Kedusha, and he and the Rambam dispute what exactly these Luchot are. We'll omit the details of that debate. Halacha Hei. Mutar lahaniach sefer al gabei sefer, vein tzrich lomar al gabei achumashin, umanichin chumashin al gabei nevi'im uktuvim, aval ein manichin nevi'im uktuvim al gabei achumashin, velo chumashin al gabei sefer Torah. It's permitted to put one Sefer Torah on top of another one, and on top of a chumash. And a chumash may be placed on top of books of Nach, but not the other way around. This is indicative of the greater Kedusha of a Sefer Torah relative to a chumash, and the greater Kedusha of a chumash relative to Sifrei Nach. Many have the custom of following these same rules with printed Sfarim, but the Aruch HaShulchan writes that they apply only when these works are written on klaf. When it comes to printed Sfarim, in his view, all Kitvei Kodesh have the same level of Kedusha, and so there is no problem of putting a printed Navi or Megillah on top of a printed Chumash. Halacha Vav. Lo yechoz Adam Sefer Torah bizro'o, v'ikanes bo levet ha-merchatz o levet ha-kisei o levet ha-kvarot. אף על פי שהוא כרוך במטפחות ונתון בתוך התיק שלו, ולא יקרא בו עד שירחיק ארבע אמות מן הקבר או מן המת או מבית הכיסא, ולא יאחוז הספר כשהוא ארון, ואסור לשב על מיטה שספר תורה עליה. One may not carry a Sefer Torah into a bathroom or into a Beit HaMerchatz, as this would defile the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah. Nor can he take one into a cemetery, based on the problem we've mentioned before of Lo'eg LaRash, taunting the deceased who are unable to do mitzvot by openly displaying a mitzvah-related object. All of this is true even if the Sefer Torah is covered in kerchiefs or in its mantle, and in all these cases, the person cannot actually open and learn from the Sefer Torah until he is four amot away from the bathroom, the Beit HaMerchatz, or the kever. The Rambam writes, Lo ye'echoz ha-sefer kishuhu arum, and it is not clear how to read these words. They may mean that one may not hold a Sefer Torah when he is naked, or that one may not hold a Sefer Torah when it is naked, meaning uncovered. The Shulchan Aruch understands this line in the Rambam in the second way, and the general custom is to avoid touching directly the cloth of a Sefer Torah. Finally, it is forbidden to sit on a bed or other surface on which a Sefer Torah is placed, as this is considered a lack of respect for the Sefer Torah. Halacha Zayin. Bayit sheyesh bo Sefer Torah, asur l'shamesh mitato bo ad sheyotzianu, o ad sheyanichenu b'chli v'yitena kli b'chli acher sheino mezuman lo. Aval im haya mezuman lo, afilu asara kelim ze betoch ze k'chli echad hein. O ad sheyaseh lo mechitza gevoha asara tfachim, im ein lo bayit acher. Aval im yesh lo bayit acher, asur l'shamesh ad sheyotzianu. The Rambam repeats here something he said in Perek Dalet regarding both Sefer Torah and Tefillin. It is forbidden to engage in marital relations in a room containing a Sefer Torah until it is moved to another room or a partition of 10 tefachim is set up as a barrier between the couple and the Sefer Torah. This is the equivalent of moving the Sefer Torah to another room. Or the Sefer Torah is covered in two kelim, at least one of which is not specifically meant to hold it. Here, the Rambam adds that if moving the Sefer Torah from this room to another room is an option, then this must be done, rather than opting for the double cover. The Kesef Mishnah understands that this is a stringency which applies to Sefer Torah and not to Tefillin, and hence the Rambam mentions it only here and not in Perek Dalet. Halacha Chet. Kol hatmeim afilu nidot vafilu goyim mutarin lechoz Sefer Torah v'likrot bo. She'en divrei Torah mekablim tuma. V'hu shelo yu yideihem mitunafot o mulchlachot petit. A Sefer Torah is not Mekabel Tumah, and therefore anyone who is Tameh and even a Goy is permitted to hold a Sefer Torah and to read from it. But if one's hands are dirty, he should wash them before touching the Sefer Torah as a sign of respect for the Sefer. Halacha Tet. Kol haro'es Sefer Torah keshu malech, chayav lamod mipanav. V'yu akol omdin ad sheyamod ze shehu malech bo, kishiyagienu limkomo. O ad sheyitkaseh me'inehem. One who sees a Sefer Torah being taken from place to place must stand, and is only permitted to sit when the Sefer Torah arrives in its location, or when it is no longer visible. We saw similar halachot in Hilchot Talmud Torah Prakim Hei Tevav regarding standing for one's Rebbe and for the Nasi, the head of the Beit Din HaGadol, based on the mitzvah of Adarta Pnei Zaken. Indeed, the Gemara in Kiddushin learns our halacha as a kal v'chomer from that mitzvah. If one must stand to honor those who learn Torah, kal v'chomer one must stand to honor the Torah itself. And this, of course, is the source of the custom to stand while the Sefer Torah is being carried around before Kriyat HaTorah in Shul on Shabbat and any weekday where the Torah is being read. Halacha Yud. Mitzvah liyached the Sefer Torah makom ulchabed oto makom ulahadro yater midai. Dvarim shebeluchot habrit hein hein shebechol sefer v'sefer. Lo yarok adam keneged Sefer Torah v'lo yigale ervato kenegdo v'lo yivshot raglav v'lo yanichenu al rosho kemasoi v'lo yachzir achorav l'sefer Torah el imkein haya gavorenu asara tfachim. Just as the Luchot HaBrit had a special place, the Aron in the Mishkan and later in the Beit HaMikdash, and this place was treated with great respect, the same holds for a Sefer Torah. Based on this requirement of having a special place for a Sefer Torah, the Shulchan Aruch rules that we don't take a Sefer Torah to a jail to read for prisoners who cannot leave the building. Respect for the Sefer Torah mandates that people come to it and not the other way around. Similarly, if a Sefer Torah is needed at a shiva home, it should not be brought there only for the short time needed to read from it, but ideally should be there for at least a couple of days. Other poskim are more lenient about taking a Sefer Torah out of its place for the benefit of anyone who is physically unable to leave his location, like a prisoner or a hospital patient. One may not spit on the ground in front of a Sefer Torah, nor stand naked in front of it, just as the Torah forbids exposing one's erva to the Mizbeach. And he also may not carry a Sefer Torah on his head as he would carry some regular load. It is forbidden to turn one's back to a Sefer Torah unless it is in a different location, such as at an elevation of 10 tefachim or in an Aron Kodesh. This is why it is permitted for the rabbi to address the congregation with his back to the Sefer Torah inside the Aron Kodesh. The Rambam ends the Perek with the instruction that anyone sitting in the presence of a Sefer Torah should do so with fear and trepidation, and awareness that the Sefer Torah bears witness to the special covenant between Hashem and Bnei Israel. Chazal said that one is ultimately treated by others in a manner commensurate to the way he relates to Torah. If he honors it, then others will honor him, and if he desecrates it, then he will be despised and rejected by others.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.